إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the ayat which we hear in Jum'ah in the Khutbah Masnuna from Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله آمنوا اتقوا الله. So the first part of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullah. We have discussed what is the meaning of taqwa many times before, so I won't go into the detailed description or explanation. But in one line or one word, taqwa is to fear the displeasure of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be displeased with me. So I must not do anything which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taqwa. It is not fear of Allah, it is fear of displeasing Allah. So Allah is giving a hukum, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taqwa is in everything. Allah should not be displeased with my speech. Allah should not be displeased with my amal. The explanation or the description of niyyah, which Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi gave, is a very good criterion to look at when we think about taqwa, because Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi described it and said that al-itharu niyyah fi kulli aqwal wa fi kulli amal wa fi kulli ahwal al-barizatu wal-khafi. He said the awareness of the niyyah, the izhar of the niyyah, coming up and the clarity of the niyyah, of the intention in all that we speak. And what should be the intention in all that we speak? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased. So this is the connection between the niyyah and taqwa. So the izhar of niyyah in all that we speak, wa min kulli amal, in all that we do. Again, what should be the niyat of the amal? That Allah must be pleased. So this is the connection between the niyat of the qawl and taqwa, and the niyat of the amal and taqwa. وَفِي كُلِّ أَحْوَال. May Allah bless the ulama for their clarity of expression. وَفِي كُلِّ أَحْوَال. In all our conditions. Now, what is the niyat of the ahwal? And how is it connected with taqwa? What is the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with respect to the ahwal? He said, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli ahwal. Ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. He said, all praise and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition that we might find ourselves in. Irrespective of whether that condition is a means of pleasure or whether that is a cause of pain, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say Alhamdulillah. Because even in conditions which are a cause of pain, we all know that for most people, may Allah forgive us, for most people the only time you think of Allah is when there is some trouble. And that's why I keep telling myself and whoever wants to listen, that if you don't want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are in trouble, then Allah will, and if you don't want to remember Allah when you are in a good condition, then Allah will give you a cause to remember him. So don't invite that on yourself. So fi kulli ahwal, the izhar al-niyya fi kulli ahwal, awareness of the niyya in all that we do. And therefore, what is the awareness of that niyya in all that we in all the conditions that we find ourselves in all our ahal? The position of the Muslim is alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. So again, thanks and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally, Imam An-Nawawi said, al-barizatu wal-khafi. Whether these words, whether this speech, or whether these actions, or whether these conditions, al-barizatu wal-khafi, whether these are visible to the world, or whether they are not visible, whether they are hidden. You might be in a, for example, you might be in a state of financial hardship, but nobody knows except Allah. Some things that we might say quietly in small, our own, with our cronies and friends, or might even be to ourselves, and similarly our actions. Some action that we do which is hidden, the world does not know it. You are doing it quietly by yourself and no one knows it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَسِرُّ قَوْلَكُمْ أَبِشَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah said that whatever you say, whether you say وَأَسِرُّ قَوْلَكُمْ, whether your speech is hidden, أَبِشَرُوا بِهِ, or whether it is known to people, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, He is the one who knows what is in your heart. And this is the issue of taqwa with regard to what Allah warned us in this ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab, which we hear in every Jummah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِ. And not just ittaqullah, not just have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any way you like, but as it is His right that you should fear His displeasure. So it's not just a matter of saying, yes, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure, and therefore you do something and you don't do something which you should be doing. No, it is completely, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah said, enter into Islam fully and completely. So therefore, it's the question of taqwa. Now one of our big problems in life is that we do what we feel like doing, and then what we don't like to do, we don't do. We leave it. And we find excuses for it, or we don't do anything, we leave. And this happens to most of the issue of following the sunnah, for example. Faraid we do. But with respect to the sunnah, we have mistakenly, shaitan has convinced us, and we have believed shaitan, that the sunnah is left to your own will and pleasure. You feel like doing it, do it. You don't feel like doing it, no problem. That is not the case. The sunnah is fard. To follow the sunnah is the fard and the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. It is not left to you to do whatever you like. But this is what we want to fool ourselves. So Allah is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِ, as it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. We'll look at the rest of the ayah tomorrow, inshallah. But for today, this is enough that we remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us to have His taqwa as it is His right, not any way we like. And as I explained to you, what is taqwa is to be aware of and concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all that we say, in all that we do, and in all the conditions that we find ourselves in, whether or not these are visible to the world, to have taqwa in all of these conditions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa barakatuh.